It may not be warm by you today, but decent weather helped the job market last month. David Brancaccio in New York. Employers hired 225,000 more people in January. That is much higher than expected. While the unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.6%, it's because the labor force was getting bigger, which is a good thing. Let's consult the chief economist at FTN Financial, Christopher Lowe. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
I want to start with a weird question. How many times have you, in the New York area, dug out your driveway from snow this season?
You know, not even once.
Which brings us to today's jobs report, right? Because the milder than normal weather in many spots was relevant.
It really was. And the reason it was relevant is 44,000 new construction jobs, which reflects home building mostly in places where they don't normally build houses in January.
Factory jobs went the other way.
That's right. Factory jobs down 12,000. Mining, which includes oil and gas, was absolutely flat. No change there. And then in services, where there was quite a bit of strength, the biggest gain was a stunning 70,000-plus increase in health care, which unfortunately is also one of the lower-paying job categories.
All right. That is Chris Lowe. Thank you. A bipartisan group of senators is proposing a $1.25 billion federal government investment in telecom companies to challenge Huawei of China's dominance over superfast 5G wireless. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General William Barr is suggesting Washington invest in Nokia or Ericsson to counter Huawei, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The Senate legislation is called the Utilizing Strategic Allied Telecommunications Act. It would essentially add up to the federal government subsidizing alternatives to Huawei. Roger Entner at Recon Analytics says Chinese government subsidies are exactly why Huawei is so far ahead of other companies in the race to 5G.
They can go to carriers and say, I can offer you a very competitive product at a fraction of what the others are providing.
He says the Senate bill is a step in the right direction, but the U.S. government would have to invest billions of dollars a year to compete. James Lewis is a technology analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says investing in a partnership with Nokia, Ericsson, or even Samsung might make the most sense.
Yeah, it would be a lot better because these people are already in the business. They're already making this stuff, and they're already pretty good at it.
The U.S. contends Huawei has strong links to the Chinese military, making Huawei 5G a national security risk. Huawei has denied those claims. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Academy Awards are this Sunday, and life for performers isn't always red carpet glitz. The Union for Movie, TV, and Radio Performers, SAG-AFTRA, also has a nonprofit foundation to help their members retrain and get through hard times. It's akin to the high-profile Music Cares program that the Grammy people do. The new president of the SAG-AFTRA Foundation is actor Courtney B. Vance. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
SAG, which merged with the TV Radio Union some years ago to become SAG-AFTRA, has its union side involved with pay levels, benefits, working conditions, and so forth. But you are focused on what happens when actors are on the way up or, frankly, on the way down in their careers?
We are understanding that a career goes through cycles, and more to the point, they're 95% of us are not working regularly. So there has to be some place where actors and performers can go to hone their craft. And also if they go through a period where they have a hardship.
So I understand it. A performer who feels he or she is in a tight spot can actually apply, like fill out an application for some help?
If you are a member, a due-paying member of SAG-AFTRA, the services are free. Classes, workshops, financial assistance, all of those services are free. You know, that becomes increasingly important when there's catastrophic illnesses and things that happen to all of us. So it's our job to let people know that you're not alone.
Let's talk about diversity in SAG-AFTRA's part of the media here. What can the foundation do, the foundation that you now run, as a practical matter to bring new voices and new perspectives to your industry?
You know, that is not the mandate of the foundation to trumpet diversity. I think it behooves all of us to recognize and realize, and we were talking about that a great deal on the red carpet during the SAG Awards. It behooves the industry to do it because it's all about the green. You want that demographic to tune in. Then we send the message to the industry that, no, in fact, we've changed the way things are happening now. African-American and films of color do make money overseas. And so every time we see a person of color or a transgender film or a transgender person in a film, we're going to make that film a multimillion-dollar film.
Courtney B. Vance won an Emmy for The People versus O.J. Simpson, where he played the lawyer, Johnny Cochran. He has won a Tony Award and has several nominations, and he is the new president of the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. Mr. Vance, thank you.
Thank you so much, David.
We caught up with him in Atlanta filming a Genius series for Nat Geo about Aretha Franklin. He's playing her dad, the Reverend C.L. Franklin. Disclosure, some employees of Marketplace's parent company, American Public Media, are represented by the SAG-AFTRA Union. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.